بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. It will be a very small crux of the Surah Al-Bayyinah. In the Surah Allah Tabarak Tala mentions, لم يكن الذين كفروا. The era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was described by Sahaba radiallahu anhum in this manner, that Allah tabarak ta'ala looked at the entire alam, فَمَقَتَهُمْ عَرَبُهُمْ وَعَجَمُهُمْ, and everything made Almighty Allah upset. It was the time where kufr had entered into what is known as the people of the book. We reached a stage in life today that there was a year or there was a time when the mighty church ruled over the lands of Europe. Although Christianity was a lie from the beginning, but at least because of Christianity they had something called morals, they had something called character. Over the last few years you would have noticed that in the church itself, whatever the Western secular, shaitani, atheist world asked, even if it had to be homosexuality, the church would just say, allowed, allowed, allowed. That if you ask a Christian now that what is left of your Christianity, he says, besides something called a church and Sunday school, we don't believe at all in it. When kufr would enter into the church, in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was people of the book, but kufr had entered into them also. Everything was evil. You were living, everyone was living a life of do what you want, from Nabi Isa alayhi salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 500 years was too much for the people. And then there was those people who were known as mushrik. We might say today a Hindu, we might say an atheist, a person who got no religion at all. He got no morals, he got no character, he got no feeling. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ. The people who had made kufr from the people of the book, and those that had made kufr from the mushriks, nothing was going to now take them away from their manners. Munfakkin. This infikak is the main part of the surah. Nothing was going to pull them out now. حَتَّى تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ, until this Qur'an was going to come. This first line was to say that no matter how terrible the land will be, they had already seen the worst of errors, where the man took a girl who for 3 years he looked after only because he never knew it's his daughter. And when he found out it was his daughter, then he was ready to take her to sand, put her in the sand. She would help him to dig the hole. She would start throwing sand on herself, he would throw it on her. He would see the sand coming to the end, she would be looking at him and saying, is this a joke? They had reached that level where Allah Ta'ala says, nothing was going to now take them out. حَتَّى تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ, until this came to them. رَسُولٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. It needed one Nabi of Allah. That was the Nabi that we heard about in this Nazm. That was the Nabi that we heard about in the Vicar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One Nabi of Allah. Rasulun min Allah, a most unique Nabi. What a revolution he made. How he made it. In what time frame he made it. Where he made it. Makkah Mukarramah, no one gave him support. 13 years in Makkah Mukarramah, no support. He enters Medina Munawwara. He did not have the internet. He did not have WhatsApp. He did not have the news of the world that, listen to my lecture, I need the world to hear it. He had an entire alam to send his message to. But what a power Allah had given in his hand, in his tongue, in his every action. As soon as the time came where finally he and the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarramah said, no war for a while. First thing he said, bring me paper. He said to someone, write. He said, I want you to write one letter to the king of the Romans. One letter. One letter to the king of Persia. That one letter was the beginning of a revolution in the entire Roman Empire. He said, my people are going to come there.
Maina gonna come there. He meets a person. He says, what is this mission of yours? He says, what are you asking of my mission? What will be the day when the treasures of the emperor of Persia will be opened up in front of my people? The man wants to laugh. He says, are you speaking of Persia? At that time, Persia was called the White House. He said, are you speaking of the White House of Persia? He said, if that treasure opens up, they'll allow you to take the bangles from it also. He said, you promised me I'll get the bangle. He said, you'll get the bangle of the princess of the emperor of Persia. It opened up. The man comes to Umar radiallahu and he says, a promise was made. Unique they were. They never even asked documents, proofs. He said, a promise was made to you. Take it. What and what it was, how he spoke. As he came back from a journey, covered with dust, Fatima radiallahu anha says, oh my beloved father, he says, take it easy. This mission of mine is going to enter into the whole world. He said, every house my message will reach. Today, sitting in South Africa, when this nizam is being read, that this was his one sahabi, this was his sahabi, this was his sahabi. He said, every house will hear my name. Some will be happy to receive it, some will not be happy. Rasulun min Allah. Allah tabaraka ta'ala said, to change the world, it was one Nabi who was going to do it. Rasulun min Allah. Yatlu suhufan mutahhara. Who was going to come reading to the people a most pure book. This is the Quran. Revolution in the world took place on the hand of two. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quran that he brought. Fiha kutubun qayyima. In which were the most unique subject matters. Every page, every ayah, every surah. When the man hears it, just this ayat. That nothing was going to change the world. They could not pull out of their addictions. But it was one Nabi and one Quran. That Nabi and Quran which changed the entire world. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before leaving the world, he said, I leave you this Quran now. He said, you will hold on to this Quran and what I have taught you. And you will find me by my house. You will find me. وَمَا تَفَرَّقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ Allah Ta'ala says, then there was only one thing that stopped the people. And it must not be that this now stops me and you reaching where we have to reach with this Quran. The people of the book now got this Quran. But when it came to them, they realized that because of this Quran, three things will have to be done. And different people were not ready for these different things. Three things me and you have to do, and this Quran will take us to our Hawza Kawthar. From the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to drink from that water. But to get there, this Quran is going to take us there. Three things, however, the people of the book, they knew the truth like how me and you know. If I say Rasulullah, everyone will say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every one of us believes like how they believes. Allah tabarakallah says, but what stopped them? Why did those Christians not accept Islam? Why did those mighty Jews not accept Islam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Medina, Munawwara, most likely his words was, O kama qala alayhi salam, there are 10 Jews. If they showed the people around them that what is in their heart, meaning if they say that this is the messenger, there will not be a Jew left in Medina, Munawwara, except that he will believe. They knew it so well, but only two accepted. What happened to the remaining eight? They knew it more than we knew it, which Quran also said that how a father recognizes his son, they recognized him. What stopped them? Allah Ta'ala says, what stopped them? After this year reached them, which was going to create revolutions in the world, it was going to change murderers, it was going to change adulterers, it was going to change the worst of the worst. Why are we saying it? Because sometimes we see around us a non-Muslim accepted Islam. You get shocked and you ask him, what changed? He says, one day I was looking, I opened up on the internet, I saw Surah Al-Fatiha. He said, I began reading this translation of the Surah and I said, Wallah, this is the truth. And we wonder, but I read Surah Fatiha so many times, and not one day I said, Wallah, this is the truth. How he found it? Revolution took place where killers accepted Islam. But the Jew who for years and years and years told the people, the time is around the corner where the final Nabi will come. When this Quran was put in his hand, he never wanted to change. Quran is for me and you. The Surah Al-Bayyina, that it has reached us. We must not have what he had. Three things the Jew was asked. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ عُنَفَاءَ. First thing we asked, Almighty Allah says, first thing we asked was sincerity. The Jew enjoyed telling the people, I know about the divine scriptures. As long as he could get his shan, he could get his honor, people could look up to him. And the day he saw that his name is going to be tarnished, he might lose some of his fame, he said, I'm not ready for it. Do you want me? I must be under this man. No way. He was enjoying at that time wealth because he worked with jinn. He was enjoying power. He had no problem to read the book of Musa alayhi salam, as long as his pockets was being filled. When he saw that his honor is going to be knocked, sincerity he did not have. Allah give me and you all sincerity. Even in Islam, it cannot be a scholar, a hafiz, a teacher of a madrasa, a mutawalli of a masjid, anyone, that we enjoying life so much. He said, you know what madrasa I put up? You know how many years I taught? You know all of this year is what I have done. And then when the day comes where someone is told, but your name has to also be scratched. And that individual says, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah, when he built his masjid, his desire was, in the masjid I want to build it out of marble. And marble is not something cheap. Because his mentor, his sheikh, did not like that. He said, when they're doing all the cement, this is the masjid of Allah. He said, you made the intention to make it masjid and this cement is coming. So this is like high talk. I mean, in South Africa, no one's going to think of this. That this is a masjid, but now that cement is coming and cement got so much of dust. So he said, I'll build a masjid out of marble, and he built a masjid out of marble. Whole masjid is marble. But now when he had that thought, where the money is going to come from? So one very, very wealthy person sent a message that I will put up the whole thing. On one condition, that at the front it must be written, in the memory of, and you'll put my name. Or he said my wife's name, because she passed away. So he wrote a letter to the person to say that who must remember your, either it was the wife or the husband, whoever passed away. The people who enter, so he said yes, because when they enter they'll make dua. He said, and what's going to happen with the dua? He said, then Allah will hear the dua. He said, does Allah need them to remind him that, hey, don't forget this person? He said, Allah doesn't. He said, put up this masjid and every person who will enter this masjid, Allah will make sure that marhum will get the reward of it. He said, but the person was not ready. He pulled back the money. Just because of one name. Allah save us all. Allah said, first thing I asked, that worship me but be sincere in it. Don't be like the Jew and the Christian of the past, that they worshipped Allah so much, but because their name was so important, when Islam came, they said, my name will be tarnished. And they said, I'd rather remain a Christian, I won't accept Islam. Allah said, I only ask them for ikhlas, one, sincerity. وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Number two I asked, that to perform a good salah. It is Fajr, it is Zuhr, it is Asr, it is Maghrib, it is Isha. Laziness must not cause me and you to fall. That Hawza Kawthar is around the corner. But we can't say this Fajr is too hard. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, number two, I only asked for salah. Everything else in your life sorted out somewhere else. But you say, my salah I cannot miss. Because may Allah said sincerity, salah, wa yu'tu zakah. And Allah Ta'ala said, and I asked you for a little bit of your money, we call it zakat. 2.5%. Again, when that time comes before Ramzan, the man starts looking at his account. And every time he looks now, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib will say, amazing the zakat is. It's only 2.5%, but it pinches so hard. You'll see the man will count so many times to make sure it's exact the amount. That have I given a 10 rand extra? This thing is not a burden, this year is an honor. But look at these three verses. Almighty Allah says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا. I gave no other command to them except three things. Be sincere. Perform my salah nicely and give the zakat. وَذَٰلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. And you made after that. You made. But these three things, for some wealth was too hard. You want me to give so much of money? For some waking up for the fajr was too hard. Closing at asr was too hard. And for some sincerity was too hard. Because of that they pulled back and fell into kufr. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ. What happened after that? Their wealth never helped them. Their sleep never helped them. Their name never helped them. فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Now they are burning forever and ever in the fire. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَةِ. They are the worst of the creation. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. As for those who brought three things, sincerity, even if the world never knew their name. They made sure their salah was done even if the world never knew the name. And when the time came, they gave the zakat. Three things. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Allah Ta'ala said, the best of creation they are. جَزَاؤُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Even if the world don't know them, their reward is by the Allah. جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ. Gardens which will remain forever and ever. تجري من تحتها الأنهار, under which rivers will continue flowing. They will remain, the garden will remain forever. They will remain in the garden forever. The waters will flow forever. رضي الله عنهم. Allah is happy with them. They are happy with Allah. ذلك, this Jannah I have kept. لمن خشي ربه. For the one who has fear of his Allah. This is a very short surah, although it's a one page. The message is so short. Revolution took place on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through this Quran. Why can't that revolution take place in my life? Three things prevented them getting that revolution. Either they were not sincere, they were too lazy, or they were too stingy. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala save us from all. On this night of Jummah, in our hearts, we all say, Allah, let me be sincere for your cause. Allah, save me from laziness. Allah, save me from stinginess. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.